Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2 launches an AI-powered digital helper using interactive video calls with avatars to educate users on telephone and online fraud. A survey by O2 Telefónica finds that more than 80% of young Germans experience loneliness and turn to digital solutions. And fresh mobile data analysis reveals a balanced, locally sourced audience at the Handball World Championships.
Both Build.de and ComputerBuild.de report on O2's innovative digital initiative aimed at protecting users from telephone and online fraud through the launch of a new AI-powered digital helper. The service, introduced as Oma Hilda in the Build.de article and referred to simply as Hilda in the ComputerBuild.de report, utilizes a video call format where the digital avatar, complete with natural facial expressions and voice, explains common scam techniques. These include fraudulent package SMS messages, phishing emails, and calls from imposters posing as authorities. The interactive session is enhanced by a second AI avatar named Nicholas, designed to offer a dynamic and engaging way to educate users about identifying and avoiding fraud. In addition to mirroring a face-to-face conversation with its live interactions, the service is developed in collaboration with the Munich startup Moonscale, and takes inspiration from the British Oma Daisy, thereby reinforcing its role in digital consumer protection. Accessible via the O2 website under Protection Against Online Fraud, the service is available to everyone, not just to 2 customers, broadening its reach in the effort to foster digital literacy.
Die Welt presents a detailed report on the widespread feelings of loneliness among young Germans, weaving in the poignant story of Michael Baumer's battle with cancer and his subsequent digital legacy. The article recounts how after being diagnosed with a terminal illness, Baumer embraced the idea of creating an AI avatar to continue his presence, an experience he described as profoundly touching, and which now lives on following his passing. The report explains that a representative survey titled "Loneliness is a Mass Phenomenon, Can AI Heal It?" was conducted by O2 Telefónica between the 14th of November and the 20th of November, gathering responses from 1,000 adults. The survey highlights that more than 80% of young people aged 18 to 24 experience loneliness at least sometimes, and that digital solutions such as AI chatbots are increasingly used by the younger generation as conversational partners. However, the study also reveals a generational divide, noting that while digital engagements are seen as an acceptable supplement or alternative to real contacts among youths, there remains significant resistance, particularly among older individuals, to the idea of communicating with digital replicas or dead bots of deceased loved ones due to ethical concerns over disrupting the natural grieving process.
Another piece from Stuttgarter Zeitung.de examines audience demographics at the Handball World Championships held in Stuttgart. The report, based on anonymized mobile phone data from O2 Telefónica and analysis by Invenium Data Insights, indicates that the audience consists of nearly equal proportions of women and men, with women slightly outnumbering men among the 18 to 39-year-old group. The analysis reveals that the largest viewer group comprises individuals aged 40 to 59, accounting for nearly half of all attendees. It also details the origins of the spectators, noting that a significant percentage of attendees are local or from nearby regions, with only a small fraction arriving from abroad, such as from Iceland and the Netherlands. The article provides a clear statistical insight into the composition of the audience at these high-profile matches, while the unblemished performance record of the German handball team adds to the event's excitement.
In today's briefing on politics and regulation, Golem.de examines the evolving debate on the retention of communication data within the EU. The article explains that for over a decade, there has been no regulatory framework for the mass and indiscriminate storage of such data. However, a new attempt to reinstate these practices might emerge in 2026, despite high legal hurdles established by a series of European Court of Justice rulings. It highlights that past decisions from 2014, 2016, 2020, and twice in 2022 declared blanket data retention as a violation of fundamental rights, although an April 2024 judgment introduced a nuance by considering the extent to which IP addresses can be linked with other stored data. The report notes that proponents, including a coalition of the union and SPD, are now advocating for a 3-month mandatory storage period for IP addresses and port numbers to enable user identification, a proposal supported by statements from figures such as Bundesinnenminister Alexander Dobrindt, as cited in the article. Furthermore, the publication details that many EU member states propose an even broader scope for data retention, calling for the inclusion of traffic, location, metadata, and even data from over-the-top services like WhatsApp and Signal. This robust approach is seen as necessary for tackling a wide range of serious crimes, though it directly challenges the limitations imposed by previous European court judgments and underscores the complexities that lie ahead for regulation.
The Frankfurter Rundschau outlines a critical perspective on how technological progress has shifted focus from innovation to power consolidation under a small tech elite. The article explains that what began as a promise of progress has evolved into a scenario where a narrow group, described as the broligarchy, controls digital infrastructure without democratic oversight. The narrative describes how cyber-libertarian ideas drive a push for deregulation and maximal scaling, where political neutrality is often masked as technical efficiency, ultimately undermining democratic rules and deepening dependency on dominant U.S. companies. It also highlights tangible examples such as Apple's confrontation with EU regulations over innovative products and government reliance on proprietary platforms, demonstrating the risks of allowing state subsidies to bolster monopolistic infrastructures that dictate market and societal dynamics. Finally, the article emphasizes that there is no need for new technology, AI, or sweeping revolutions. Rather, the solution lies in gradually distancing from these entrenched dependencies by building alternative, community-driven digital structures that ensure a fairer, democratically managed technological landscape.
Spiegel.de reports that the German Monopole Commission has criticized the current pace of fiber optic expansion in Germany, warning that the former state monopoly risks regaining dominance if proper oversight is not maintained. The article explains that there is an ongoing dispute between Deutsche Telekom and its competitors regarding the shutdown of the copper network, with rivals alleging that Telekom favors deactivation of DSL connections in areas where it offers its own fiber services. It further details that the Commission is urging the Bundesnetzagentur to transition from a moderating role to one that actively enforces regulations, especially as the Digital Networks Act could potentially relax oversight for companies with significant market power. The report also covers the issue of network interconnection, noting that while multiple fiber networks at the same location are generally seen as unnecessarily expensive, experts recommend that each apartment should be equipped with at least 4 fibers to enhance customer choice and stimulate competition. Additionally, the article discusses Telekom's proposal for new revenue streams by charging companies such as Netflix, Meta, Apple, and Microsoft for data traffic on its networks, emphasizing that any additional fees should only result from commercial negotiations, a strategy that has previously met with limited success.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.